Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Ezekiel chapter 42, which I will call Vision of the New Temple, Rooms for the Priest. This is Ezekiel's vision of the New Covenant Church, the New Covenant Temple. At least that's my humble opinion as to what the temple referred to. When I covered Ezekiel 40 and gave a long introduction to this temple, I mentioned that there are other views of this, but I believe it's referring to the New Testament church. I'll tell you why as we continue on through the end of Ezekiel. The prophecy was given somewhere around 473, 472, which was a good deal later than most of Ezekiel's prophecies, which were given shortly before and shortly after the destruction of Judah by Babylon in 586 BC. Now, I'm not going to read you the 20 verses here. This is going to be a very simple audio. I'm not going to read because it sounds like I'm reading specification from an architect's list of specifications. I'll just go through my diagrams here and try to describe them the best that I can. I've already mentioned these priest chambers. If you look north and south of the sanctuary, you'll see two three-story buildings with a walkway in between. These two three-story buildings are butted up against the wall of the inner court, not the outer court, but the inner court. And there's a walkway between them. Now, the three-story chamber that is closer to the inner court wall extends the whole length of the inner court wall. I should say it extends the length of the sanctuary, not the whole length of the inner court wall. And then there are 10 doors in the bottom floor of the priest chambers building. And in front of those doors is a walkway as you're going away from the building. And then as you cross that walkway, you get to the next chamber in three stories, which has one door to the north, and it's truncated on each end by a one-story building on each end. On the eastern end, that room is a chamber that the priest could use to wash the offerings, and on the western end, that chamber is the boiling baking room where the sacrifices were boiled and baked. Now that walkway that runs between the two buildings that held the priest, that only takes care of the first story. So I'm going to assume that the walkway folded back on itself in a trifold as one climbs up the ramp so that you can get to the second and third stories through the front door of each room. Now, of course, that's my speculation. It could be you go in through the doors on the first floor, then you climb up a stair somewhere in the back of the priest rooms, but I don't think so. Now, what I just described was the priest chambers to the north, the priest chambers to the south are exactly the same. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. All I've got to say on this audio. I hope you enjoyed this brief moment, and I hope you will stay with me as we go to our next audio, which I will entitle The Glory of the Lord Fills the Temple. That ought to be a little bit more interesting. Hope you stay with me, and I hope you enjoyed this audio.